Okay, so I apologize for not being here on Friday for the Full Press Islander show. Hunter Highwall back with you, by the way, just to let it known. I had the flu, so I apologize for not being here on Friday as we were going into a huge weekend. But, you know, whatever. They just lost anyway, and I don't know what this team is anymore. They one of my friends described it perfectly. He told me they brought us back just to tell us that we're out. And it's so true, because this weekend was a disaster. It was a disaster. It was everything that could not happen, happened. They were losing to the Senators, first of all. Like, that game on Saturday, like, did they, like, show up? Like, it's the Senators, man. Like, and I was thinking to myself, how can Ottawa want the game more than we do? We are the team that needs the game. We are the team that's fighting for a playoff spot, and Ottawa's the team that showed up? Now, granted, I never really felt like Ottawa on Saturday, and we're going to get to the disaster yesterday. Trust me, we are not skipping that. But Saturday, we'll just get into this first. I never really felt like Varlamov, outside of like late in the third period, he had a huge save. I never really felt like Varlamov had to do crazy things or was diving around the crease. Like, it's not like Ottawa came in and just ran all over the place and the Islanders did nothing to fight back. Like, it just felt like both teams just didn't show up. Like, both teams didn't really want it. And that cannot happen. You're telling me in a time when the Islanders lost back-to-back games, they got shut out by the Sabres and the Kings, they need to win a game at home against the Senators. There's a reason why the Senators exist. There's a reason why teams like that are in the NHL. It's so that teams like the Islanders can beat them. It's so that teams like the Islanders can go to the playoffs. That's what should have happened. But no. No, the Islanders didn't show up. They needed a late tying goal from Bo Horvat. And Bo Horvat right now is the only guy that's really doing anything. Like, that guy, he had two more goals yesterday. He scored a shorthanded goal yesterday. He has 29 on the season. Like, he's right now the only guy that's showing up. Like, outside of him, like, who's doing anything? I know Barzal is actually playing really well. So Barzal, like, I'll give him credit because he's skating around. He's trying to create offense. Like, on the power play, you just see him. He's twisting. He's turning. He's all over the place. But you know what I saw yesterday, as we'll get into yesterday's game now? Because, again, we lose on national TV to our arch rival in a game that we know we should not have won. Like, I'm not going to lie to you and say we should have won this game. We probably could have, you know, showed up. Like, that would have been nice. Like, all you needed to know about the attention to detail that the Islanders had for the game yesterday was the Cooley goal. Like, Ryan Lindgren just, there's a wide open lane. Like, the seas parted for him, for Will Cooley. And he just turns right at the blue line, gets the puck, has a half break, and scores. Like, that, we, like, what? Like, how does that happen? You are in a playoff hunt, and you're just going to let Will Cooley just skate behind you? Just, oh yeah, I'm here, by the way. Like, I'm gone. Like, that's what we're going to do? And also, after Patrick Waugh had basically lit the team on fire after the game on Saturday, he torched them. He blowtorched the team in the press conference. He's like, how can we win when we're not giving 110% effort? You gotta want it. And then they show up and they do the same thing. Now, this is not the team that was playing Living on a Prayer in the locker room. This is not the team that was playing Luke Combs and they're like, we're not done yet. How can you say we're not done yet? And then when you're playing the Rangers on TNT, it's the national game, and you don't even show up. How can you look at the fan base and say, we are not done yet, and then lose to the Ottawa Senators, and then lose to the New York Rangers on national TV? Explain that to me. Because I say this all the time, but it's true. I could sit here, and we could break down what happened like I just did with the Will Cooley goal. How is he sneaking behind Ryan Pulock? How is that a thing? Like, we could sit here and we could break it down and the battle along the boards that Kaapo Kakko just comes away with. Or there was a play in the second period that Palmieri, instead of trying to step to the guy, it's the little things. It's not every goal is the only thing that matters. It's the little things. Like, the puck is coming to Kyle Palmieri and someone on the Rangers cuts it off. And instead of trying to, I don't know, play the body or jump to the puck, he's like lunging at it. Like, don't lunge at it. Go for it. Like, it's these simple things that they're not doing that are killing them. Like, these are the things that over the six-game win streak, they were doing. They were breaking out properly. They were taking the extra step. They were making the hit, finishing the check, going for the rebound. Now it just feels like the same thing as it was towards the end of Lane, where there's not much attention to detail. There's, and I know it's not like this, like I'm not trying to make a comparison, Patrick Wada to Lane Lambert, because it's just not true. Like, they have effort, they care, they're back in the playoff mix. But right now, yesterday's game, it looked like they just didn't care. It looked like they just didn't have that desire. There's one team out there yesterday that wanted to win and were doing the things to win. And that was the Rangers. And that kills me to say because I hate them with every binding on my body. But I just can't. And also, that's what makes it worse, too. So I'm kind of rambling here. What makes it worse is that this is what the losing to the Rangers does to me. It turns me into a freak. It turns me into an animal. Like, it just, I can't believe they didn't show up. Like, the Rangers are in first place. And we knew that to beat the Rangers, they're trying to hold off Carolina. So you know they're going for the jugular. And they're trying to beat the Islanders. Because you saw it in the pregame. Like, they don't want to lose to us. A lot of guys on that Rangers team have had a lot of heartbreaking losses to the Islanders. Like, the Chris Kreiders, the Zibanejads, Panarin. Like, those guys, they don't want to lose to us anymore. And they saw it as an opportunity to not only just beat the Islanders, but to continue to create separation on the Hurricanes. And we had to know that going in. This was not going to be easy. And what did the Islanders do? First of all, they were given three gifts. There were three penalties in this game that the Rangers took, and the Islanders didn't score on any of the power plays. It took a Bo Horvat shorthanded goal, and they didn't even play well in the first period. They were lucky to be up 1-0. And then what happens? The Rangers score 27 seconds into the second period. Of course, if you want to get going, just call the Islanders. We'll get your season going because of Benajed. How you doing? Will Cooley sneaks in behind the defense. And then Horvat just, you know, he gets one back. That's the thing. Like, this is the effort that I'm talking about. Bo Horvat is in a battle with Barkley Goodrow, and he wins the battle. He wins the battle. It's a man-on-man fight. And what does he do? He uses his strength, and he buries the puck, and he finds that way. And you just see him celebrating the way he does. He freaking wants it, man. He wants it. And that's why I love that guy endlessly. He's going to have another 30-goal season, and some of the goals that he scores, they're not easy goals. Not all of them are the one-timer with nobody on you that he scored against the Senators, which was a great shot, by the way. Some of them are like that goal against Barkley Goodrow, where he's fighting for every inch, and he buries it. But how do the Islanders reward him? Like, I think Engvall's out there. He's flying around, but, like, Palmieri, like, did you even notice him yesterday? And he had a great run last week or 2 weeks ago. Like, he was looking great. Like, the fourth line, like, what are they doing? Like, what does Matt Martin, like, what does he provide anymore to the lineup? And it sucks to say. I think Kyle MacLean, like, he realizes the opportunity he has. I love him playing every game. But you're trying to tell me that Matt Martin offers more to this team and this lineup than Hudson Fashing? Like, that's what you're trying to tell me. To me, that's a lie. That is not true. Hudson Fashing provides so much more than Matt Martin. Like, it's not even close. Like, Hudson Fashing at least provides a chance to, you know, make a play. He has a little bit of skill. He can do something with the puck. Where Matt Martin is just, I'm going to dump it into the corner. I'm not fast enough anymore, so I'm going to miss the hit. And then I'm going to get called off after a 15-second shift. Like, what does that provide? That doesn't do anything. Like, every time he was out there yesterday, the Rangers were just taking advantage of him. They're like, what if we just put the puck near him? Like, you know, he's probably not going to do anything. So, like, we could just keep putting the puck near him. I'm sorry, but Tuesday against Carolina now? Like, that's as must-win as a must-win gets. You have to win that game. They have not afforded themselves the opportunity to not win on Tuesday because they continuously just get really hot and really cold. And I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm going to get sucked back in if they win on Tuesday. I will. Because we see it. This team is very good. They're a good team, the Islanders. But they just get into these, like, lulls and these streaks, and it has to stop. It has to stop. Because if it doesn't stop, then they're not going to the playoffs. They're lucky right now that every other team that they're fighting with is also a very streaky team. Because you have the Sabres, who they can't decide if they want to be for real or not. You have the Red Wings, who will win 6 straight games but then lose 7 straight. You have the Flyers, who are not really taking advantage of this and trying to go on a run. They lost on Saturday to the Bruins. And then you have the Capitals, who they're all of a sudden in it now. And we better get our rooting hats on for tonight, because tonight you're a big Flames fan and you're a big Kraken fan. And I hate that for us. I hate that we're putting our life and our happiness into the hands of the Calgary Flames. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, I'm thinking about betting on the Calgary Flames tonight just for, like, an emotional spot. Like, the emotional, hey, let me just try to bet and will this team on to victory tonight. I don't have to gamble on it, but there's just a part of me that's like, I need this. And then the Kraken with the Sabres, we're really going to put our trust into a team that got waxed 4-1. They lost to the Capitals 2-1, and they got shut out. Like, three of the last four games, they have two goals. Like, what are we talking about? They have one game where they blew 5-4 to the Golden Knights. Outside of that, they one goal four, and then they got shut out by the Jets. I'm not confident they're going to score tonight on Luukko-Pekka Luukkonen, still the best name in the NHL, and I wish I could root for the Sabres, but I can't. I can't. So tonight, put your rooting caps on, and tomorrow, if this team doesn't show up Wednesday, I will scream and yell at the top of my lungs, because this is a disaster. It's a disaster. This weekend was a weekend from hell. The fact that they lost to the Ottawa Senators and they lost to the Rangers. And I'm not okay with losing. I should be careful with what I say. But when you go play your arch rival, a fan base that has been very mean to us, like, this is how we view it as fans. It's one thing to lose, okay? We can get it. You lose. It's sports. It's professional sports. And it's a cliche, but it's true. Those guys get paid too, right? And if you lose to a professional team, yeah, I'm going to be on here. I'm going to be annoyed that they lost and this and that. Blah, blah, blah. But the one thing I can't live with losing with is no effort. I can't live with losing if you don't have effort. I can live with a loss. Trust me, I'm a Mets, Jets, Islander fan. I've seen a lot of losing. I can live with losing. I can't live with not trying. I can't live with not giving that extra effort. I can't live with your back against the wall. You don't even try to get out of it. That's what I can't live with. And that's what yesterday was at the Garden. They didn't look like they tried. It didn't look like they wanted to be there. It was the most important game of the year. And they got shelled. They got shelled. It wasn't even close. The game should not have even been 5-2. We're lucky that Sorokin was standing on his head. We're lucky that the Rangers are missing the net. Like, this game easily could have been 6-2, 7-2, 8-2. But it wasn't, because we have Ilya. And they better figure this out, because if they don't, they're cooked. We'll be back on Wednesday after hopefully the Islanders win on Tuesday, and I'm in a happy mood. But I'm never going to be in a happy mood this season, because they've lost to the Rangers twice. And I hate that. It kills me. We'll be back on Wednesday here on the Full Press Islanders podcast.